Let's talk about the abortion pill, as it's been making a lot of headlines lately. After oral arguments concluded in the Supreme Court case against the FDA and their decision to loosen restrictions on the abortion pill, a.k.a. mifepristone, pro-life leaders essentially discouraged by the day's events after those oral arguments. I mean, even conservative Supreme Court justices questioned whether the FDA decisions could be challenged in federal court. So, for example, both Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Neil Gorsuch asked why a nationwide ban on the abortion pill is necessary. So many suspect right now the Supreme Court will rule that doctors do not have legal standing to sue and will likely dismiss this case. The decision isn't expected to be announced until the end of June, maybe even early July. But joining us live to discuss right now is Reverend Jim Hardin, CEO for Compass Care, which runs several pregnancy centers across the entire U.S. Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad you're here. In your professional opinion, based on the questions and the statements from the Supreme Court justices, does it appear there will be any kind of ban on the abortion pill, a.k.a. mifepristone?
Well, I think that there could very well be, because, you know, look, the Supreme Court did not have to take this up, but they decided to take this up. They could have just left the decision at the Fifth Circuit. And the Fifth Circuit basically said, hey, keep it on the market, but roll back the restrictions. You know, the drug was deregulated by the Biden administration's FDA. And it's a very dangerous drug. And they're ignoring the science, you know, causes sepsis and hemorrhaging. And 1 in 10 women, a recent study came out, said 1 in 10 women actually end up in the emergency room after starting the chemical abortion process. But here's the thing, interestingly enough, there were two justices during oral arguments that asked a very interesting question. This is Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas. They basically said, well, wait a second, isn't it illegal? It's already illegal for chemical abortion to exist in America based on the Comstock Act. Why are we giving Danco Laboratories, the manufacturer of this drug, a pass on violating federal law? Chemical abortion is 63% of all abortions in America, and virtually every instance exists in America in violation of the Comstock Act. So it's like, why are we even listening to this argument right now? It seems like the whole premise of the case is moot. So I think we have a very interesting moment in the history of jurisprudence, specifically around abortion. I think this is a turning point, and I'm not so sure it's a foregone conclusion that the Supreme Court's not going to take it off the market, because look, all you have to do is say, Attorney General Merrick Garland a year ago January said I'm not going to enforce the Comstock Act to protect the abortion industry. Well, that's a violation of his oath. So just tell Merrick Garland to enforce the law, and most, you know, half of all abortions in America would go away almost instantly. And by the way, a violation of the Comstock Act carries a $250,000 fine and 5 years in jail for every violation, plus racketeering. That's triple damages. This could sink the abortion industry ship.
You bring up the line of questioning by a few of the justices there. So then let me ask you this. How often do the questions of the justices indicate where they're going to land when it's all said and done?
Well, it's really hard to say. I mean, the justices, especially when they're concerned about certain angles of an argument relative to the ruling of the majority, they're going to ask tougher questions, especially, you know, like the conservative justices. Mm-hmm. They might ask tougher questions. It might look like they're going in a certain direction, but they're trying to, I think, build their own arguments in their mind. I mean, you have to ask yourself, why did four of the justices agree to pick up this case when they could have just left it alone and left it on the market as it is? I think they're looking to shore up their position and possibly, you know, tell the FDA to go back and do their job, which the arguments from the doctors said they didn't do. And there's no one disputing the fact that the FDA put this on the market by a loophole. They did not put the drug through its paces for determining safety and efficacy back in 2000 during the Clinton administration's FDA.
Really quick, Reverend, because we're almost out of time. I got like 60 seconds here. What happens next, or what do you think is going to happen next as we await a decision this summer?
Well, I think the Biden administration is going to use this, whichever direction it goes. I think the Biden administration is going to use this for their reelection campaign.
Sure.
And I think that, you know, it possibly could be used to foment more violence against pro-life people from the pro-abortion extremists.
Well, we'll all have to kind of watch and wait and see what happens with this one. Reverend, great stuff this morning. We'll have to put you in the Rolodex to have you back on.
Thank you very much. I'd love to.
That's Reverend Jim Harden, CEO for Compass Care here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.